Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
EAGLES Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in, the Eagles fans. Welcome in, the Jacob Sports subscribers, fans, listeners all across the globe. We appreciate you being here. Boy, does it feel like Christmas today, or is it just me? I'm on social media. I'm watching the clips come out. I'm watching the reporters writing about what they're seeing down at training camp. I'm watching Jalen Hurts run out. I'm watching Saquon Barkley. Football is officially back, everybody. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for being here. I want to welcome everybody in. I'm Xander Krause. This is a special edition of Football 24/7 as we bring you a camp recap, practice day one. First day of practice today, so we learned a lot. We saw who got out there, who got starting reps today. We saw some video of Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. Nick Sirianni spoke to the media, Howie Roseman spoke to the media. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, and a few other players spoke to the media. So a couple key takeaways. I want to give you guys the update on it all. Make sure you guys are up to date here with what's happening at training camp. Obviously, the Eagles reported yesterday. Their first practice was today at 10 a.m. It started off with a Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman press conference. So before we get into the on-field stuff, let's get into what was said at the podium. We'll start first by Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman. They didn't say much that stood out to me other than they were excited for the season. Nick Sirianni kind of squashed the beef between him and Jalen Hurts. It wasn't real beef. It was more media-made beef, but obviously Jalen had those comments that were talked about for a while. So Nick said their relationship is good. He's excited for the year. He wants to take out some extra time, though, to spend with Jalen Hurts because he's not going to be in that quarterback room as much. So interesting comments there from Jalen Hurts, or from Nick Sirianni, excuse me. And then the other thing that Howie said, which was great, was he was asked about the roster and how he feels about the roster and where he is. And he's like, look, this league will humble you no matter how good you think your roster is. So I'm always looking to get better. We're always looking to improve the team. We're never looking to be complacent. So good stuff there from Howie Roseman. And then the other thing they said was, you know, the wide receiver three, they were asked about the wide receiver position after AJ and Devontae. And Nick kind of gave you the, oh, we love who we have in the room, but we're going to be watching that position very closely. So it was clear to me that Howie and Nick knew that the wide receiver three is a weak position, and maybe they'll look to add another player or see what they have here in camp. So good comments from Coach Nick Sirianni and General Manager Howie Roseman. Good stuff from each of them. After practice took place, got a lot of updates during the practice. Obviously, a lot of camp footage, a lot of videos came out. But after the practice, Jalen Hurts spoke to the media. And as he's being asked a question about the relationship with Nick Sirianni, as he's being talked to, he interrupts the reporter and says, let me put out this statement. So Jalen squashes the beef very quickly in his statement. He says, our relationship is in a great place about him and Nick Sirianni. So he kind of took the initiative on that question when asked about his relationship with Nick Sirianni. And I'll read you guys the full quote. Jalen says, this is, quote, I think we're in a great place. I think anytime you have any frustration, anytime you have any adversity that you have to overcome, it's supposed to test you. I think it's a matter of being on the same page. I think if we're all on the same page, well, maybe we'd accomplish the things we would have, even though we didn't. But that's a learning experience. It's as simple as if I made it happen, I can make it happen. And this team had made it happen before, and there's no doubt we can make it happen again. but it takes what it takes, and it takes being together. So that's the full quote from QB1, Jalen Hurts, on the relationship with Nick Sirianni. To be honest, I thought it was a good answer. I like that he kind of jumped out ahead of the questions and just said, look, our relationship's in a great spot. In other words, I don't need to be asked about this bullshit anymore. Let's move on. Let's get into the season. Let's do what we have to do this year to win. And I thought that was good stuff from QB1, Jalen Hurts. The other thing he said that, you know, to be honest with you guys, I didn't love what he said. I get why he said it, but I didn't love it. He said about he's had 10 play callers in 8 years, and there's going to be time to get on the same page. And anytime you have that, it's harder to get into the offense and learn the offense. And the only thing I don't like about it is he says that every time he talks about something like this. And like, I get it. It's not great. I'm acknowledging that he's correct, but I don't want to hear the excuse every single time. You're QB1. You're making a lot of money. It's time to put up or shut up. And I don't need to hear about how the play callers is tough. I get it. I understand it. It does make his job harder. But that was the only thing I didn't really love about what I heard from Jalen Hurts. Everything else, though, was great. He seems like he is in a good state of mind. He seems ready to go. He seems like the team is ready to go. And I liked what Jalen Hurts had to say outside of that one comment about the play callers. Seems very excited for the season. The other thing that was said in the press conferences that's worth note was Saquon Barkley spoke. He spoke a little bit about the Hard Knocks, and he didn't know he was being recorded on the one, and he only watched the one episode, but he said it's an interesting look for fans. So that kind of, it seemed like it rubbed Saquon the wrong way, which is interesting. But the other thing he said about quarterback one, Saquon speaking about Jalen Hurts, is that he's a natural born leader. It doesn't feel forced at all. So some good comments today all around in the press conferences. I would encourage you guys to go and listen to them if you do have a moment. They were good. They were pretty good press conferences, loud, a lot of fans in the background, but they were very good, and I took a lot from them. Let's get into the on-field stuff. A couple more press conferences did happen, but I'm not going to bore you guys with that. I'm not going to talk about that too much. I do want to get into the on-field stuff, and there was a lot of that. Everything looked really good, to be honest. Now, I know it's just a practice. We're not making too much of this, but listen, you want to see good things, and we did see good things today. I think the key takeaways is that the offense, let's start on the offense. Offense is looking a lot different, everybody. Lots of motion, lots of rotation. A lot different looking offense. Hurts had a very good day by all accounts. Seems like everybody who was down there said Jalen Hurts looked very sharp. I think he was 15 to 16. I know it's Elliott Shore Parks who logs the practice stats. A lot of pre-snap motion at Eagles camp. So, and then the first look at the wide receiver three was Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell got the first crack at wide receiver three. So good stuff there from them. And then any other notes, Tyler Steen did get your first reps at right guard. So Tyler Steen looks like he'll be slotted in at that first rep right guard. It's kind of his position to lose. Landon Dickerson was out today with a toe laceration, which I thought was interesting. Maybe that happened at his slip and slide event that he had the other day at his house. But no Landon Dickerson today, which meant that Mekhi Becton stepped in, and he was the left guard today. A funny story was coming out about Mekhi that, after one of the plays, it's training camp, guys. It's late July. It's hot out there, very humid out there. And Mekhi Becton hurled a couple times. He puked about 10 times, they said. And he kind of jumped right back into the offense, right back into the next play once he was done. So good stuff there from Mekhi Becton. But everything looked good, apparently, from what we can see. We don't get much offensive footage. The Eagles are very clamped down about what we're allowed to get footage of. I did post up some videos on Jacob Sports. So if you want to go check them out on our shorts page, go and check them out. But, you don't see too much. I saw our buddy Thomas Mott, who does a great job on YouTube. He was a friend of Birds365, but, he shared a good tweet out because the Chiefs show the whole practice, basically, in training camp. And he's like, boy, it sucks watching this when we don't get much from the Eagles. So, we don't get too much of video, but look, by all accounts, it seemed like it was a very good day. Like I said, Paris Campbell got your first reps at wide receiver three. Jalen Hurts seemed to be looking very, very sharp. Gary Cobb put it out there as well. Here's Gary Cobb says, Eagles QB Jalen Hurts has been very sharp today. 1, 2, 3, and the ball's been coming out. All passes have been on the mark. So, you know, good stuff there. Our friend Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation, good friend of Birds 365, says Jalen Hurts looked more crisp today than the last time we saw him in June. Very positive start to training camp. So good stuff there. And then the other things from the offense, apparently Hurts had a very nice throw, 35-yard touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert. He was 15 of 16 on the day with one touchdown. The offensive playbook looked much different from last year. A lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of different things. So it's going to be a very exciting year. You know, I put out on Twitter as a quote when I saw about the pre-snap offense or the pre-snap motion. You know, I really think Kellen Moore has a chance here to make this the number one offense in the NFL. And people might say, hey, that's an overreaction. You're just talking about pre-snap motion in training camp. But my point is, when you have this much talent and this many good players on your team, and you got last year, you're the eighth ranked offense in the NFL with the 1-6 down the stretch, which with the predictability, with the bubble screens, with the, you know, ineptitude of what seemed like it was Brian Johnson last year. Now you have a new coordinator who's going to use motion, seems to have an understanding of his quarterback skill set, and it certainly looks like he's going to use those players, use all that talent better. So I truly believe the Eagles offense has a chance to be the best offense in the NFL this year. I think Kellen Moore is going to be the perfect fit, and we will see exactly how that plays out. Let's move into the defense. Just doing a quick recap here, guys. Not going to be long for too long. I do want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. Plenty watching on Twitter, plenty watching on YouTube. Twiz the Jiggin, Niners all damn day. What's up, Niners all damn day? How's 49ers camp going? I got to check in over there and make sure our NFC foe isn't having anything that's too good. Appreciate you being here, though, brother. The real RMP is here. Cody K is here. Calig Baby, our man Calig Baby. What's up, brother? Quan Pugh and Andrew Hernandez. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate that. Twiz the Jigga says, robot hurts, gruesome balls. He's taking the next step to being a franchise quarterback. I like that comment there. Hopefully Hurts does take another big next step forward. So good stuff so far coming out of training camp. Let's get to the defensive side of the ball. First things on defense is your first cornerbacks. Everybody was waiting to hear about the cornerbacks. The first reps at cornerback was Isaiah Rogers on the outside. So he got the first reps on the outside opposite Darius Slay. Interesting stuff, I would say, for that. And then they had Avante Maddox in at the slot, which is very interesting. So we will see if it is Isaiah Rogers on that other side of the cornerback. I thought it was going to be Keely Ringo or Quinyon Mitchell. Apparently they were the two outside cornerbacks on the second team. And then there was some rotation in there. Keely Ringo did rotate in. So we'll see, you know, how it all breaks out. But it kind of seems like the defense was much different than the offense, just in that a lot of different players got different reps. So I think defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is probably looking at this defense. He is looking at what kind of players he has and who he wants to play once the season comes. So pretty good stuff there. First team cornerbacks there, as I mentioned, Darius Slay, Isaiah Rogers, and Avante Maddox. Your second team cornerbacks were Keely Ringo, Quinyon Mitchell, and Eli Ricks. And your third team cornerbacks were Josh Jobe, Zach McPherson, and Tyler Hall in the slot. So interesting breakdown in the defensive secondary there. Let's go to the linebacking core. Everybody was worried or concerned about the linebacking core coming into the year. N'Kobe Dean did not get the first reps at linebacker with the first team. Now, he did get rotated in on the first team, but the first reps went to Devin White and Zach Bond. So interesting stuff there. Now, they did rotate Zach Bond out for N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean did get a few reps at first team, but we'll see how that.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Position shakes out. I think they need N'Kobe Dean in there. I think he has the first shot, I would say, to make the first team linebacking group, but we'll see how it works out. And then the defensive front, I want to read you guys something that really made me quite excited. Let me find it real quick and I will read it to you. So boy, we're going to defensive line here, everybody. So I read this tweet from John Clark at NBC. He says, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are lined up with Milton Williams. Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff on the outside. Nolan Smith and Brandon Graham are rotating in on the outside. Can we just take a second to think about how good that defensive front could be? If you have a five-man front, you got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and Milton Williams. You got Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff on the outsides. I mean, that's going to be a tough front five to block, folks. For any offensive line in the league, that would be tough for our Eagles offensive line to block. So, you know, you might not have the crazy overwhelming superstar there like some other teams do at the edge rusher, like Niners all damn day. They have Nick Bosa on the outside. But when you have that much depth and when you have that many good players lined up on the front, it's going to be tough to block them all, which is going to create lanes to the quarterback for either Bryce Huff on the inside with Jalen Carter, even Milton Williams. Josh Sweat could get home. So, should be a pretty good damn defense this year if they're able to line up with that type of front, you know, consistently. So pretty good stuff so far. That's about all we learned. Now, we did get some footage. We did get some videos that we were able to look at and see. But, boy, all good stuff so far. You know, offense looking different, as I mentioned, lots of motion, a lot of rotation on that first-team defense. Fangio looking to see what he has. The right guard seems to be like it's going to be Tyler Steen's position to lose. And then Mekhi Becton came in at left guard for Landon Dickerson, who was out today. So really seems to be all positive coming out of camp today. Obviously, like I said, though, you're going to learn stuff and you're going to learn stuff quick. You know, the interesting thing to me, I think, was the Zach Bond, Devin White, first team linebackers. Now, I know Dean got the looks, but, you know, I think coming into camp, everybody wanted to see Dean in that first team. Now, I don't know if it's injury related. I don't know if it goes back to the foot still. We will get that update from John McMullen tonight. Remember, everybody, Birds 365 tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. coming out of the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. But that's the recap from practice today. That's what we learned so far. Those were the key takeaways that I had from the practice. I was reading up on everybody's work on social media. I was following along with all the beat reporters. Watching very closely, and it certainly seems like everything is going to be good. You know, it's just early. It's camp. We can't take too much of this, but look, it's good to get the developments. It's good to learn new things about our team, and it seems like, you know, things are back in track. Things are leading in the right direction. We need, obviously, Jalen Hurts to get back to his full form. You know, here's more comments. I didn't see these, by the way, so Jalen might have done a separate interview, or he's still going. But here's Zach Berman on Twitter tweets, Jalen Hurts on the 95% of offense being new. Here's quote, everyone has a different opinion on that statement, but everyone's not the quarterback. For me and my job and what I'm asked to do, I can see those differences from my vantage point. And I've spent a lot of time with that, just really trying to make it my own. That's been a process. It's been a really good process. So there's Jalen Hurts' comments on the 95% comment. A lot of good stuff from Hurts. I thought, by the way, Just an opinion from me, just on, you know, how I viewed it. Jalen Hurts seems very calm, very cool, very collected, very confident. Now, I know he's kind of always had that. That's always been one of his best things. But I will say, when you look at the press conferences from last year at the end of the year with Jalen Hurts, and you look at him now, he's rejuvenated. He seems like he's in a good state of mind. He seems ready to lead this team. He seems understanding that a lot is on his shoulders, and he's going to have to lead this team to the promised land, and nobody can do it better than he can as the quarterback of the team. And it seems like he knows that, and I love getting that feeling from our quarterbacks. One of the things I love most about Jalen Hurts is that you really get that feeling when you listen to him, just that he knows what the hell he's doing, that he understands the magnitude of the moment, that he's ready to answer the call. And, you know, that was one of the disappointing things going back to last year when, you know, you talk about the 1-6 stretch. You know, that kind of disappointed me when I thought about Jalen Hurts, is that I felt like he was a little off from what we're used to seeing. And boy, I listened to him today, and he sounded great. He sounded, you know, there's twigs. He says he sounded completely different. Maybe he changed his phone screensaver. WCBJJ says he sounded very focused and determined. I would 100% agree with those sentiments. Thanks, guys, for checking in. But I agree. I thought Hurts sounded very good. I thought he sounded confident. Confident, confident, confident. That would be the number one word I would use. Confident and focused. And I continue to say understanding of the moment that he has to take this team to the promised land. It's going to be on his shoulders, and I think he knows that. So good stuff from quarterback one. Seems like everybody was in stride today. But, you know, the one thing I do like to hear, too, is that Jalen Hurts' throws looked like they were on time and on target, 15 and 16 today, and the one incompletion was a drop. So interesting stuff from camp today. Good first practice. We'll see. I'm very excited to talk to John, who was down there all morning. So he got to talk to everybody. He got to be there for the moment, be there in the atmosphere, see how take it all in. And we'll talk to him tonight at 6 p.m. Callie Baby says breakout season for Hurts. I see it now. Callie, I'm starting to get that feeling as well, my man. I really feel good about Kellen Moore. I like the style he's going to bring to Jalen Hurts. I like the added ability that Jalen Hurts will potentially be able to add to his arsenal, you know, getting better at those other things that he's not naturally good at, where he's great as an athlete, great running. You know, he's taking major strides forward, passing the ball. And I think, you know, Kellen Moore is going to really get him that reading of the defenses, picking up on the blitzes, understanding where to go with the football when you pick up a blitz. So I think Hurts has a big year in front of him. I think it's going to be, you know, put up or shut up time for Jalen, and I'm pretty sure he's going to put up. So good stuff all around. Thanks, everybody, for being here. 20 minutes. If any guys have any questions in the chat, I will take them now for sure. I don't want to jump out of here too quick, but I did just want to kind of give the update on the practice, what we made of the practice, what the key takeaways were, and it really seems like everything went well today. Offense seemed sharp. Defense looked like everybody got a lot of different looks. And from the press conferences, like I said, I don't like to put too much stock in press conferences, but it was interesting to hear what Jalen had to say and Nick coming out of, you know, what was said after minicamp, which obviously was, you know, a lot of drama, a lot of things that were talked about for 7 weeks. And believe me when I tell you, I was tired of talking about them. But you know, you're doing a show for 2 hours every day in the middle of early July. You got to come up with stuff to talk about. And that naturally was what, you know, held most of the conversation. So I was interesting to hear their take on that for sure. If anybody has any comments, like I said, in the chat, I will go to them for sure. Let me see if I can see anything. Callie says Milton finally getting it. Hopefully Milton, I think Milton's going to have a big year. You know, I was waiting for his contract extension to come down. Maybe he's betting on himself. I think it has to do more with Milton than probably the Eagles. But, you know, we'll see. I think that, like I said, that defensive front is going to be very nasty. You know, when you have Milton and Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, and then you have Bryce Huff and Josh Sweat on the outside, I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what you think of those individual guys. That's a tough front to block. That is five guys coming at you, big guys, strong guys. Fast guys on the outside. So that's a tough thing to block. So we'll see what Milton's able to do this year. I think it should be a pretty good year for Milton Williams. Pretty good year for the whole Eagles team. So good stuff from camp today. I want to thank everybody again for being here. Make sure you guys hit the like on the show. We appreciate it for you guys being here. You guys, like I said earlier this morning, for anybody that was with me this morning, I appreciate that as well. But, you know, you guys make the channel possible. Without you guys, this channel doesn't exist. So I do appreciate your guys' support, your likes, your super chats, your memberships. I see a lot of you guys are members on the channel. Make sure you guys use those emojis. I see Tyler Braswell is using them, so we appreciate that. Loki says, I'm starting to shine. Loki, I appreciate that very much, man. We appreciate you for being here no matter what. But Good stuff, man. I feel pretty good. Now, I'm excited to hear what Dan has to say at 2 o'clock. So we'll have the National Football Show coming up from 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern with Dan Cilio. He hasn't texted me who he'll have from guest today, but I will look forward to that. I'll probably be on with him at 3:30 unless Mark Holmes is in at 3:30, and I'll probably push to 4:30. And then 6 to 8 tonight, Birds 365. So we'll get Johnny Mack, who, whether you love John or hate John, he's down there watching the practice. So he's going to give you what he saw up close and personal, which should be a great thing. So all good on the Eagles front right now. And I think everything will continue to develop. We'll learn more as the offseason moves forward, as training camp moves forward. But I thought overall it was a very positive day one. Seemed like everything worked well. Everybody was clicking in sync. And I thought, you know, I made the comment about Jalen Hurts and just his demeanor. I'll also make it about Nick Sirianni. I thought Nick Sirianni calmed down. I thought he didn't have those bags under his eyes. I thought he looked a little bit more refreshed, and maybe the offseason did that for him. But, you know, also comfortable, confident in what he's doing. You know, everybody's like, he's castrated. And I think Nick kind of found peace in that and is going to figure out how to manage the ship. Now, we'll see. You know, Nick obviously has a lot of, well, is on that hot seat coming into the year. If he doesn't reach expectations, he's as good as gone. But I thought he sounded cool, calm, and collected. And that was a good thing to hear from Nick Sirianni. I predicted that. I think he'll kind of tone back some of that, for lack of a better word, I'll call it childish. I don't love that of Nick Sirianni, just full transparency. It's not my favorite thing in the world when the head coach is kind of, you know, emotionally up and down. I don't think that's great for a professional coach. And I don't think Jalen Hurts liked it either, to be honest with you. Now, I can't speak for Jalen, but that's just my assumption and my opinion. But I think Nick calms that down this year. I think he gets back into his grown man mode as the CEO coach. And I think he starts to really man the ship the right way. And it's a good learning curve. Look, Nick Sirianni was a very young coach when he was hired. As you know, everybody in the chat, we all go on our own personal journeys in life to where you learn things and you grow and you mature and you get better and you learn things you shouldn't do. And that's part of life. That's part of my life running Jacob Sports. That's part of any of your guys' life and your working business and your worlds and your jobs or whatever it is you have in your marriages and your relationships, whatever it might be. So I think it's fair to give him that lenience and be able to recognize when he's grown. And I think, you know, just from the brief that we saw today, I thought that he seemed more calm, cool, and collected. And that was a good thing to see from him. So that'll do it for this recap of day one. Day one of practice, everybody. I thought it was good stuff. And I'm excited, man. I'm very excited to do the show tonight with John McMullen. I'm very excited to listen to Dan Cilio and see what he has to say. I know Dan probably won't make much of it like I have. But listen, he's not an Eagle fan. He's going to call it objectively. And there's a great spot for that type of voice as well. So excited to hear what Dan has to say. I want to thank you all again for being here. Appreciate it, Twiz and Loki, Niners all damn day, CZ, Cali Baby, Jason Russell, Quan Pugh, Mad Bird. We appreciate all you guys, man. Niners all damn day, ST3X. We appreciate all of you guys for being here. Anybody I missed, I'm sorry I missed you. I did not intentionally miss you, but I appreciate you being here. We will see you guys coming up in about an hour and 4 minutes from the National Football Show. We will see you there. Stay tuned on Jacob Sports, everybody. We'll be covering it all off season long. Thank you all for being here. See you next time.
You've been listening to Birds 365, the destination for the passionate Eagles football fan who bleeds green. If it's Eagles football, we're talking about it. Debate inside the locker room and guests that are some of the greatest football minds from around the region. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on social media at Jacob Sports. See you next time on Birds 365.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.